What a fire song, man. Rise FM Lunch, your feel-good radio station. Hashtag in your language, finding out what you call a toilet.
As a responsible broadcast citizen, Rise FM is committed to programming that is entertaining and uplifting, news that is accurate, and comment that is fair. We avoid anything that could be harmful to children, amount to hate speech, or contain gratuitous violence or explicit sex. To underline this commitment, we are signatories to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa's Code of Conduct. If you believe we are not adhering to that code, you can inform the BCCSA. Simply visit bccsa.co.za for more information about how to lodge your complaint. Rise FM, Mpumalanga, Azise.
Oh, I'm getting a lot of comments saying toy, toy. I guess that's slang for toilet. It's a name you use. Ngsayo. How do you even say it when I go, you're going to use toy? Or do you even tell people, I don't know why people have to tell us what are they going to use the toilet. It's not necessary. Also telling us what you are going to do there. Why are you telling us what you're going to do? Just go. Just go. At Rise FM 943, the hashtag is in your language. We're finding out, translating toilet into your language. I know you want to hear from our international translators. They are ready and set to share with you. As a matter of fact, I think we should do this. Let's find out what they call a toilet in, where should we start? Brazil? Brazilian Portuguese.
Banheiro.
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 So if you happen to be in Brazil, in Moz as well, that's what you should say. And that's what you call a toilet in the areas. What do you call a toilet in Dutch?
Toilet.
Toilet. Simple enough.
Toilet.
Okay. So what do you call a toilet in, let's see, Russia?
Toilet. Toilet.
The spelling will knock you off your feet, okay? Nothing like it. What do you call a toilet in Turkish?
Toilet.
Yeah.
Toilet.
Toilet. There's a V in there, just in case you're wondering. That's the spelling. What do you call a toilet in, let's see, Chinese?
洗手间.
Ah, there you go. There's a couple of things you need to know when you are in a foreign country, and that is the likes of greetings. You need to know how to greet. You need to know how to ask for directions because there's a good chance you'll get lost. You need to know how to say accommodation, for instance, if you're looking for accommodation. You need to know how to ask for a toilet as well. So at Rise FM 943, if somebody were to visit, let's say they're from China and they're coming to Mpumalanga and they want to know what do you call a toilet in your language? Mtoyi is one of them. Head office is also one of them. I see you telling a Chinese individual, I just call it Mtoyi. Funa Mtoyi. Ungala. Kunabandlana futhi. Kantlwaneng. Kantlwaneng. Kasepedi. This one is from Karabo Lina. Letswalo. I love you to bits for sharing that one. Indlulengane from Zisompisanga tutuhleka mingaka ngoba ihlekisi this conversation. Let's find out what they call the toilet, closing it off with my favorite Italiano.
Gabinetto.
Huh?
Gabinetto.
So what you call a toilet in Italian is?
Gabinetto.
Gabinetto. Gabinetto. That was a hashtag in your language translating toilets. Today, November 19th, is World Toilet Day, in case you missed it. Yeah, necessary thing, that one.